Welcome back to Hockey Prospect Radio on Sirius XM NHL Network Radio. I am Shane Malloy. Along with me is Russ Cohn. We're now going to bring in Mark Edwards, Director of Scouting for HockeyProspect.com, to talk about some players that he saw at the Under-18 tournament. And, Mark, thanks for coming on the show. We always appreciate that.
No problem.
Well, let's start off with arguably one of the best players at the entire tournament in Clayton Keller. And from your perspective, you've seen him in the all this year and got to see him many times. Was there anything that really surprised you about Keller at this tournament, or was this just being Keller being Keller?
Yeah, it was pretty much just more of the same. This is a player who played in the tournament last year in Switzerland and played well. He's the biggest reason that USA won games this year and during the season. As far as this tournament is concerned, I thought he was really solid. One goal, two assists in yesterday's game after I left. Was really good versus the young Russian team. Two goals and assists in that early game. This is a case, speedy and smart and an undersized frame. These little guys are always a little trickier to evaluate. I think that Keller has the tools to be one of the next smallish forwards to produce in the NHL, though. We've had him around that 12 range overall for quite some time. That's where he sat on our last list we released back in February. We'll update that in another couple months as our black book comes out. But yeah, he can both score and make plays and make players around him better. Bellows has been one of those benefactors this year.
Marquis, Keller is the kind of guy who, to me, has shown great consistency. He set the assist record for the NTDP, another scoring record for the NTDP this year. But it seems like any time you see him, the consistency is what shines through. And sometimes with younger players, that's a hard thing.
Yeah, he is a really consistent player. And I think it comes down to that, the compete level and the intelligence. The smarter players, they read the game well. And when you see these little guys, they can't have too many holes in their game if they want to make it, to the top level in the NHL. And this is, as I mentioned earlier, it's harder to evaluate these little guys. But I think he has those tools that are going to lead him to the path of the NHL.
You're listening to Hockey Prospect Radio on Sirius XM NHL Network Radio. I'm Shane Malloy. Along with me is Russ Cohn. We're speaking with Mark Edwards, Director of Scouting for HockeyProspect.com, about some players at the Under-18 tournament right before the semifinal and finals get underway this weekend. And, Mark, want to get your thoughts on Nylander. Look, Alexander has been, was a fantastic player, and then coming into this tournament, I think it was, opportunity. He was going to be the man at this tournament. And from your perspective, how did he play and how did he perform?
Yeah, an interesting player at this tournament so far. Three goals, five assists, 8 points in five games, but six of those 8 points were versus a bad Swiss team when he had two goals and four assists. He made some fantastic plays in that Swiss game, including showing his third goal-scoring ability. Made a really nice stretch pass as well. But on one of those goals, he could have pitched a 10 because the Swiss defenders gave him so much time. So you can't forget that sort of thing. I think in the Latvia game, he scored the tying goal with 19 seconds left, but he was honestly pretty horrible that whole game leading up to that goal. I thought he lacked effort. It looked like he was just kind of playing in a beer league game more than a U18 tournament game. And his scouts noticed. Trust me, his name was mentioned a lot early in this tournament and in intermissions and post-game conversations. But in short, I saw Alex a ton with Mississauga this season. I saw him get better all year. But it wasn't without some games where he was hard to find. This kid can flat out score. His shot is very accurate. He understands changing speeds and adapting to what the defense has given him. But he has a ways to go defensively. In my opinion, he played poorly in the games I saw of them in Grand Forks. So,
what do you think about the fact that, like you said, he had those moments where you didn't notice him, but he's played like around 70 games, which is way more than he's ever played in his career. Do you think he's just hitting a little bit of a wall because it's at the end of the year?
Yeah, it could be. I think you could say the same for Gachev, especially early on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just finished a playoff series, Windsor versus Kitchener. I didn't think he was great in that series, and it crept into this tournament as well. I thought he was a shadow of the player I saw all year in Windsor. So it definitely is the end of the year. They're coming off, you know, playoff series. It might be a little bit of a letdown, too. I'm not sure. But it could be fatigue.
From your perspective, do you think the greatest challenge for Nylander is going to be his next game in the semifinal, where he is going to be matched up against a really good team and good defensemen? And from your perspective, is this going to be the biggest focus for Nylander for all the scouts out there?
Well, I definitely think they want to see him perform well against a good team. I mean, he knows that it's a big game for his team, his country, and you know, he's a go-to guy on a team, so he knows that he's got to show up for his team to have a chance. And it's not like he hasn't done that this year against some good competition in the NHL. He's played very good games against good competition in the NHL all year, so there's no reason he can't do it.
You're listening to Hockey Prospect Radio on Sirius XM NHL Network Radio. I'm Shane Malloy. Along with me is Russ Cohn. We're speaking with Mark Edwards, Director of Scouting for HockeyProspect.com, about some kids at the Under-18 tournament. I want to ask you about Michael McLeod, a player that was anticipated coming to this tournament to potentially do some really good things. What are your thoughts on his overall game thus far?
Yeah, a slow start to the tournament, obviously. He scored twice yesterday. His name also came up in some discussions with NHL scouts all week long while I was there. They were all saying the same thing, you know, when's he going to show up? They'd seen him be much better leading up to the tournament. This is a kid I've seen play a ton going back to his OHL draft year. I've seen these stretches of games where he seems to disappear a little bit. He had them in AAA, and I saw him, you know, at times this year, especially post-Christmas. For me, Mike, you know, he's not a pure goal scorer, and that's the biggest reason he hasn't ranked higher on our list. He's got great size, skating is high end, competes hard. I think he'll play in the NHL. The thing that frustrates me about him is that he doesn't adjust his speed to the game situations. He seems to just have one speed, and that's fast. And the problem with that is oftentimes his brain can't catch up with his feet, and that'll give him a few problems. I saw that back in AAA. I still see it, and where he easily gains offensive zone, but then, you know, too often we don't get, you know, great offensive chances out of it. So, you know, just summing him up, I think elite skater, great size, really competes hard. There's nothing wrong there. But I just don't see pure goal scorer, and that'll just keep him you know, down the rankings a little bit for us.
Do you think part of that slow start was that knee-to-knee shot he took? Because, you know, he definitely missed some shifts, and it seemed to affect him a little bit.
Yeah, it could be. And we just talked about a couple other guys that, you know, have had slow starts as well. And these aren't the only three players coming out of the CHL playoffs that, you know, had slow starts. But who knows? You know, we're getting deeper in the tournament, and he was, you know, a little bit better yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So you can talk about fatigue, but, you know, it might have just been a confidence thing. And he, you know, finally cracked through and scored yesterday and got him going a little bit.
Well, the last player I want to ask you about before we let you go is a Swedish defenseman I'm intrigued to get your thoughts on, and Jakob Mulvaire, 6'2", you know, 200 pounds. And what were your thoughts on how he's competed so far at this tournament?
Yeah, Mulvaire, other than getting embarrassed by USA D-man Greenway, who went around him to score a short and a goal early in the tournament, but I thought he had some, you know, had some good moments as well. He scored the game winner on a laser shot from a bad angle versus Latvia in an otherwise horrible game for Sweden. He did a good job moving pucks, and thought he made some smart decisions with the pucks overall. The issue with him is his feet. He lacks good first few steps and acceleration. This will tend to hurt him, getting pucks, you know, retrieving the pucks and getting the pucks, and sometimes has him chasing the play, so to speak. He got caught on the wrong side of the puck a few times this week. But overall, I think he did more good than bad, and he made some smart plays in the offensive zone. And, you know, at the end of the day, this kid is 6'2". At 3 points in five games, and one of our Euroscouts, Nick Portoni, is a big kid, a big fan of this kid. I think he's one of those projection guys, and you have to hope that those feet improve for him to have a chance.
Do you think the rink size dimensions are affecting his game at all?
Well, I mean, he's always been better on a smaller ice surface, which, you know, you could say for anybody whose feet are the problem.
Yeah, I know he's an interesting project. I'm curious to see how he continues to develop. Mark, I want to thank you very much for coming on the show and giving us some insight of the under-18s, and I look forward to talking to you next week when the tournament's all said and done.
No problem, guys. Take it easy.
That's Mark Edwards, Director of Scouting for HockeyProspect.com. This is another edition of Hockey Prospect Radio. So for Russ Cohn, Mark Edwards, Ainsley Scott, I'm Shane Malloy, and we will see you at the rink.